Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here. I am David Arthur, and I am filling in for Pastor Butch tonight. He could also use all of your prayers and your intercessions for his health concerns. He is battling right now with some gout. And it is very painful. So lift him up to the Lord God Almighty, please. And so, and I want to dive straight into the heart of a matter that has really touched me and moved me to pieces recently. And I don't know if Pastor Butch titles his shows, right? But how about we're going to title this one, God Ordains Life. And so just remember that God does ordain life. He is the sovereign source and ordainer of life. And I'm going to do a little different. And I'm going to get this phone number out there. And if you'd like to call in with a comment or a question, the number is 717-300-1698. That is 717-300-1698. So the phone lines will be open, so feel free to reach out. So, you know, aside from my own ministry and my own mission to those who are enveloped in the LGBTQ trans queer cult, after I spent 30 plus years as a member and advocate of that cult, and 20 of those years I spent as a trans identified quote unquote woman, I also do a lot of outreach to the homeless and to addicts, because my heart is always for the victims. So doing outreach, we hit the streets a few times a week. And usually when we do, some of the teams that go out, they take Narcan with them. And so that we had two boxes of Narcan sitting on the table at the church. And, you know, for a few weeks in a row, I kept saying, I got to put that in the car. So I have it when we go out. I got to put that in the car, and forget again and forgot again and forgot again. And so then finally, Thursday, I say, I am not just going to say it. I am going to put these boxes of Narcan in the car. So I grabbed them, put them in the car, and I don't usually go out on Fridays. Friday is my home day. I stay home, do laundry, help my mom get things together. But I woke up on a Friday morning and thought, you know, it's going to be extremely hot today. The air is going to be extremely heavy today. I think I'm going to go out. I think I'm going to throw the coolers in the car and some ice and get some popsicles and some cold waters and go out and hand out some popsicles and some water. So I hit the streets. Now, I do want to say this. I have been kind of not even on the fence, but more so against Narcan for quite a few years. You know, always thinking about resources and accountability. Well, on this Friday that everything seemed to had fallen into place, right? We know there's no such thing as happenstance or coinkydink, right? I go out and I'm handing out water and popsicles and ice, and I get to a place where I see a gentleman sitting in a bush, and this is nothing new. I mean, I'm watching homeless people and addicts try to get out of the sun by crawling under dumpsters and laying in the river. So I yell out to him, hey, you know, come and get you some water and some popsicles. And no response. So I grabbed a couple popsicles, a couple bottles of water, and I went out there and I walked up and I tapped his foot with my foot, and no response. And I looked down at his face, and his lips were blue. And so I dropped everything and I ran back to the car and I grabbed the Narcan and I ran back to him. And the really ironic thing is, we carry Narcan. I carry Narcan now, and I didn't even know how to administer it. So as I'm running back to this gentleman, I grab my phone and I'm saying, Google, how do I administer Narcan? So Google tells me how to administer the Narcan and then tells me after you administer to call 911. So I administer the Narcan. I spray it up his nose. I call 911. She tells me what to do, lay him on his side, rub his chest, all of this stuff. And I just keep looking at this man's face, and life was not there, and he was gray and his lips were blue. And then I saw some color coming back, and the EMTs were close by, and just as they were pulling up, he takes a breath. And so I backed up and EMTs moved in and checked him out, and they asked him, you know, hey, do you want to go to the hospital? You want to come into at least come into the bus so I can check you out? And the man said no. And the EMT pointed at me and said, that man over there is the one that revived you. And he says, yeah, so, and he walked away. And I'm going to be honest with you, but because I'm just that guy. At first, especially with my old position on Narcan, I thought, that ungrateful little blank. But then it hit me. He has another chance. He has another chance maybe to overdose or maybe to get clean, right? Maybe to get right. And then when I got in my car, something else hit me altogether, and I broke down sobbing, bawling my eyes out. Because it hit me of just how important that moment was. Life won. Death lost. Praise the Lord. Wow. You know, I talked about it last Sunday morning during the message. And then I talked about it again on Coach Dave's podcast. And I'm kind of shocked. And I say kind of because, you know, not very, but kind of shocked at some of the responses I've gotten. I've gotten a few messages from my brethren that kind of shocked me, but didn't surprise me. And again, I want you to remember that God is the sovereign source and ordainer of life. That's it. And I think a lot of us don't really grasp that. But why? Because a lot of us cannot possibly appreciate the magnitude of the gift of life that we've been given, right? When we don't even grasp or comprehend the magnitude of our own wickedness, of our own sin, of the time that we have spent separated from our Father in heaven. See, for years I'm against Narcan, but now my view on Narcan has changed, and I've got a few messages about it that I think needed to be addressed. And so one of the messages that I got, and the reason I felt led to share this with you all this evening, is because I wonder how many of us would have said the same thing that some of these messages said, or how many of you may feel this way, or how many of you have heard this argument. And maybe it needs to be addressed. But one of the messages I got said, let the junkies overdose and just let them be. If they die, they die. They're junkies. Imagine. And you know, I don't think, after reading that message, I don't think I've ever been more grateful beyond measure that God does not see us through the same manipulated, ignorant, deceived eyes, or through thoughts and feelings as we see other people and things. Another message said, hey, God gives and takes away life, and if he takes theirs, then just let it be, David. But God isn't taking their lives. Fentanyl is. And fentanyl is not of God. It's a tool of the enemy. So a tool of the enemy is taking their lives, and we want to complain about people using a tool that counteracts that tool and grants life. The enemy of our souls tried to take that man's life, and God said, not today. And I have to tell you that the day after, so it was July 3rd that this happened, by the way. And so the day after was July 4th. And we had a barbecue at the fellowship hall at the church for the homeless, for the addicts, for the community. And I met a young man, not even 30 years old yet, who had been Narcanned 21 times. 21 times he had overdosed. Not even 30 years old. Yeah, I looked at him and my heart broke, and I said, but why? Why? How could you let this happen? 21 times. He said, because I didn't cherish or see any value in my own life. He told me it took that many times before he took any interest in his own life, or before he could see value. And now he wants to live, right? Now he sees value in his own life. He sees his worth. Beloved, these people are in the enemy's clutches. These people are saturated in deception. They've been just as targeted and victimized and preyed on, and just as bamboozled and just as misled as all of those, but especially the youth that are falling into the clutches of the LGBTQ trans queer cult. And they all deserve another chance. And if it takes one of us squeezing Narcan up their nose to rescue them, do you hear what I said? To rescue them from the clutches of death, then guess what? That is what we do. Why? Because life wins. Death loses. And if it takes 50 times before they see value in life, it's worth it. And You know, this one of the messages said, David, we are, the resources are ridiculous. We spend too much and taxpayers are paying for this Narcan. And well, you know, if you are so worried about the resources and where the funding is coming from, then have you spent time down at the abortion mill? And have you worried about where the money is coming from to murder unborn babies? Or maybe do you go to the school board meetings and do you stand up and talk to them about their budget as they are raping your child's mind, as they are targeting and desensitizing and victimizing, right? And recruiting youth as they're confusing them. Do you go down in there and do that? But you want to complain about Narcan, and it's something that actually doesn't take life away. You know, I've seen someone shot and killed right in front of me on the subway in Philadelphia. I've seen people stabbed. I've been stabbed. I've been shot and beaten and left for dead. And I've fought tooth and nail in situations for my own life in many, many situations. And even ended up on my deathbed. And, you know, after all of that, I have to say that nothing prepared me to stare death in the face the way that I did when I saw that man's blue lips, his pale, grayish face and breathless body. And then to top it off with knowing that if I hadn't been there, if God Almighty hadn't ordained me to be there, that man would not have survived. No doubt about that. God ordained me to be there. God ordained that man to get another chance. And shame on us if we allow our thoughts and feelings to twist the word or hold ignorant, vile thoughts about other human beings. I mean, good things, the wages of sin aren't paid immediately. Upon the sin, or none of us, and I mean none of us, would be here. You know, your thoughts and feelings don't matter. All that matters is the truth. And seeing people through God's lens, Yahweh, God Almighty, He is the sovereign source and ordainer of life. Hallelujah. Wow. And since that day, all I want to do, right, is even more outreach on the streets. I'm committed to it. So we take water, we take popsicles, we take Narcan. We hit the streets, the highways, the byways, to the very ones that most of society spend their lives trying to avoid. I've seen God set up more appointments through outreach than with street preaching, podcasting, or even being safe in the pews. I see that we have a caller, Chance, in West Virginia. Welcome.
Yes, sir. You brought up a point, and if I can elaborate a personal story, like yourself, I've been through many horrible things. I've survived a catastrophic illness. A lot of people have. But today, I had a horrible experience. But there's a good side to this, too. I'll get to it. I've lost my entire family. They've all passed on. I'm all alone. I'm 66. I'm alone, and I have three cats that I adopted, okay? And I'm getting to a point. Bear with me. I had these cats, two boys and a girl, since I bought my house, 11 years. I walked out on my deck this morning to feed my two boys. I keep the two boys I have, they cuddle up together, and I have a female. I let her in, then I push her back out to keep the bond going. You know what I mean? And I keep the boys outside because they cuddle up together. And she's on her own. So I said, I don't want a zoo in the house. So I figured if I'm going to let one cat, it's going to be the female because she's alone. Here's the thing. I go out to feed the two boys this morning to put their food out. And I seen a horrible, horrible thing. It still affected me right now. And bear with me. I'm getting to the point, if I may. I seen my one boy come and eat. Hours go by. Where's the other boy? Where's the other boy? They don't go far. They're usually right here. He's nowhere to be found. I wait a couple hours. I got to go look for him. I walk out on my deck, and since they don't go far from my house, right? I go to the far end of my deck. It's about 35 feet long, right? There is my one boy. Something attacked him last night and mauled him. He lay dead. His entire rib cage was ripped out, right? His entire rib cage from his hind leg up to his chest. I'm assuming it was a bobcat. Now, here's the point I'm making. Now, I said... See, the point I'm making, I guess, is even with these things, there are, God's still shining. God still smiles on you. So I said to myself, to my one boy, no, you're staying in the house now. I want you and your sister both inside, right? Because there's a loose... bobcat I found out around here, and it got my boy. So I had a hard time getting him in because he's used to being outside, but I can't deal with another one. You know what I mean? It'll bring me over the edge seeing the same thing twice. So I let him in. He comes in and I said, you're staying in the house from now on. This is it. You're going to be with your sister. And here comes my female. Now, he lost his cuddle buddy, right? Here comes my female licking his head. And I said to myself, this is God working. And here's another thing, too. You're not going to believe this. Before I end, I hope I'm not boring you.
You're not now, boring me, Chaz.
All right. Well, I had these cats for 11 years. The previous owner had them. They were approximately already 2 or 3 years old. So they're getting up there in age, right? So, would you believe, for the last couple of months, I've been getting premonitions off and on, even in my dreams occasionally, right? I says, one day I'm going to go out, and I'm going to find them dead from old age or natural causes, because they're getting up there in age, right? So, therefore, how am I going to deal with this? Am I going to bury them on my property? Am I going to cremate them? What am I going to do? It's going to come. Everything dies, you know. I didn't expect to see this horrible situation I saw today, though, you know. But I anticipated they're getting up there in age, all three of them. So I called up my vet. She called up a funeral.
We have a few minutes to break, Chance, so we're going to have to wrap it up.
And I got one more quick point, too, that you're not going to believe after this. So I'm going to have them cremated. And here's another thing. And this blows my mind. I had a strange stray cat come up, another female, for the last couple of months. And I says, what's one more mouth to feed as long as it's friendly and it don't fight with my boys, right? Right? So I fed it. Now, isn't that funny? This new cat that came for a couple of months came, and all of a sudden, my other boy was mauled. It makes me wonder, maybe God prepared me by bringing another pet into my life. I don't know what to make of that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, Chance? Everything is ordained, right? There's no such thing as happenstance. And God bless you. And I happen to be one of those who believe that our pets will be waiting for us on the Rainbow Bridge up there, up in the kingdom. And so my heart is with you.
Well, see, so, even though this horrible thing happened, God blessed me in those two ways.
That's right. He absolutely did.
This thing, what I saw today, will be on my mind for the long, I don't know, it was horrible. But God, I feel, intervened. And I know to some people this may sound corny, but let me tell you, when you're my age and you're all alone and all you have are your pets, you value them. They're best friends. And by these little instances happening, despite the horror, I feel God's presence.
Amen. And you should, because he's there. So, Chance, thank you for sharing that. I know it's you know, it's not easy, but thank you very much for sharing that. And wow, God's intervention, right? God's intervention. And that's what he wants from us. He wants us to be his tools for intervention. He wants us to be out there doing something, not being safe in the pew, not hiding in our prayer closet, but doing something, being proactive. Whether it be taking care of his animals, whether it be taking care of his people, whether it be going out into the streets and doing outreach, whatever you feel it is, pray on it. Pray on it, lift it up to him. And you know, the Holy Spirit, that's why he's here, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to reveal things to us. And so we just have to listen for that still small voice. We are going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Great Commission. Thanks, everybody.
This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted organic and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do. Our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, everybody, this is David Arthur. I'm sitting in for Pastor Butch, and this is Call to Decision Ministries. You know, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, all, and all always means all, by the way, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore. Therefore is always there for a reason. And make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. One commission, twofold, evangelize and disciple, tell and teach, right? This is not optional. And so we have a caller. We have BK in West Virginia. Hey, BK.
Hello.
How are you?
David Arthur, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, fearfully and wonderfully made. So I guess I'm doing all right.
Yes, God is sovereign. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And if it ain't Christ, it's Antichrist.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And you know what? You did the right thing. Of course you did. I mean, I live in a town of 1,200 people, and I've seen dozens of young people die of drug overdose. So I just want to tell you that was a great job, Dave. You know, I'm going to get me some Narcon.
Yes. You know, I think that we should all have it. I think that we should all have it. These are image bearers. These are image bearers that the enemy is trying to destroy. And
death is the last enemy to be destroyed.
That's right. And we carry both practical mercy and the saving message of Jesus the Christ.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to say the chance over there that in Proverbs 12:10, it says, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel.
Wow. Well, BK, thank you for that. And Chance, I hope you heard that. And isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
Yes. And I wanted to say something to you too there, buddy. I have a cousin, a young woman, that's had this trouble, been doing this lesbian stuff. And when I heard about it, I called up Call Decision Ministry, and I ordered a copy of your book, Refined: Life Through Homosexuality, Transgenderism, and Beyond.
Amen.
And, you know, I'm not going to say she got everything straight, and it couldn't happen again because I've seen enough people that say how well they are, and they go back and so forth. But I will say she's got a boyfriend now, so I'm just going to keep on praying for her.
Now, that book,
I think, really helped her, Dave.
Praise Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, I appreciate that very much, BK. That encourages me. That really does. That encourages me. I love to hear those types of moments and testimonies.
Are you from Maine?
I am. I do. I live in Maine at the present time, unfortunately.
Okay. I was looking at Maine and its senators, and I thought about something. Maine's United States senators are named Susan Collins and Angus King. And I thought about something. You remember that old TV show called Dark Shadows?
I do.
Yeah, it was set in Maine, and the vampire was Barnabas Collins. So you got Barnabas Collins and Senator Collins, both of Maine. Then you got Senator Angus King, and you have Stephen King, the horror story writer, native of Maine. Mm-hmm. So you have Senator Angus King and Stephen King representing Maine. I mean, it sounds like y'all are the Halloween state, and the darkness just moved from there because those shows, they're demonic prophecy. Like
yes,
that old show from the 1980s, Max Headroom. It's rogue AI people are translated as data. Now, you know that's demonic prophecy.
Yeah.
I've seen your governor. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, DJ, we have 14 gender-affirming care sanctuary states in our nation, and Maine is the worst of all of them. And Maine is probably one of the darkest states. It is actually the mirror of the left coast state of California, however you want to say it. But so just know that, pay attention to Maine, because there's a lot of darkness happening here, and hopefully we can begin to turn things around and not have to flee for our spiritual lives. But thank you so much.
Can I shoot you one more thing real quick for
Sure, go ahead, brother.
Well, your Janet Mills, you know, she's allegedly caught up in that cocaine trafficking, and she wanted to be the U.S. senator, and she got beat by that dude with the cool tattoo that I can't remember who it was, but he got in the trouble and said he was innocent. You know, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? I mean, instead of just dropping out, he should be charged and stand trial, and if innocent, he should sue the Democrat Feminist Party. I mean, it's not going to do it because it's all political theater. And Dave, I saw data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that said the top three states with the highest rates of child abuse victims in the nation, number one is Maine, 1,904 cases per 100,000. Number two is Alaska, 1,797 cases per 100,000. And number three is West Virginia with 1,716 per 100,000 of child abuse cases.
Absolutely. I mean, and let me just say this, BK, that what we see in the statistics and the numbers that are in print are nowhere near what the real statistics and numbers are. So, BK, thank you, brother, because I think that you're on the right track.
You're
bringing attention to a lot of the right topics. Maine, when they became a gender-affirming care state, sanctuary state, they actually became one of the top three states for child trafficking. So I can say that there's a lot of darkness going on here. We could probably spend a few hours there alone. But this is Called a Decision Ministries podcast, and so I have a call to action and a challenge for the church. Beloved, I want us as the body to get equipped. I want us to get out there. I want us to get trained on Narcan, maybe have Narcan on us, have it available to us, prep supplies, pray for divine appointments. I want us to support those already that are going out in those streets. We have a caller, Jan. Jan, I'm not sure what state you're calling from. Come on in.
I'm sorry. I call in so much that everybody just knows it's me.
Okay.
But I want to talk to Chance, and I feel we're with you, Chance. We feel your pain. They're not animals; they're family to you, and we understand it. And it was an awful, awful way to go, but God was preparing you with your dream to lose one. It's just an awful thing the way that it happened, but you still have the other one. And you have your little girl and your little boy, so.
Right. And now you have, and now he also has a new one.
Yeah, now he's got a new one.
Amen.
So, you know, the little guy is, he's up there playing around in heaven. And the other two are together and making a stronger bond with each other.
Amen.
You look at him all again that way. But about, you know, the smartphone stuff and all that. Don't you think we should really be going for the root of the problem?
We should be going for the root of the problem.
Which is allowing our children to do whatever they feel they want to do, because we're afraid that if we don't, they will call somebody and turn us in for abuse.
Exactly.
Well, they won't let me be who I am.
Yeah. You know, it's time for us to take the reins back and take control back of our homes and of our families and of our communities. We have relinquished control, and we have relinquished it to the enemy. We've relinquished it to the government. We've relinquished control to anybody that is willing to take it away from us and to bear those burdens. And sadly, the children are the ones who always suffer. The children are the ones who suffer. They're the ones being targeted. They're the ones being preyed on. They're the ones being devoured. And, you know, the word is very clear. It says to train up your child in the way in which they should go, and they will not depart from it. So maybe if we didn't send our children off to Caesar to be trained up, we wouldn't get so angry when they come home acting like Romans, right? So, Jan, thank you so much. And thank you for your kind words and encouraging words for Chance. God bless you, sister. And just like BK, I'm moved when I see brethren reaching out to other brethren because they know they're hurting. So thank you so very much.
And the pastor, if you're listening, we're all praying for you too.
Hallelujah. So. Yes. So yeah, we're gonna lift him up in prayer before we close out the show for sure. So be looking forward to that. And I just wanted to put this out there for Chance. Look up the Rainbow Bridge online. It says just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to the Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable, and all the animals who had been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again. Just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. Amen. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops, looks into the distance. His eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly, he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. And guess what that is? You have been spotted. And when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face. Your hands again caress the beloved head. And you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet. so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. And then you cross Rainbow Bridge together. Amen. So I just want to put that out there for you, Chance, as hope. Hopefully it has encouragement. Again, that's called the Rainbow Bridge. You can look it up. It's I think the author is unknown, actually, and it's been out there for many years, and it's brought a lot of comfort to a lot of people. And so, you know, I want to get back to supporting those who are out bringing meals, quenching thirst, and establishing bonds with those that are lost and broken, with the misled victims of culture and society, right? If you cannot give financially, then pray for us. Pray for us and pray for others to be able to provide financial assistance to help buy supplies and to be prepared. Because we have to be prepared to do this much needed, but much very difficult missions work. So we don't have to go to Ethiopia or South America or anywhere when our backyard is a mission field. If you're bound by addiction or you feel hopeless tonight, I just want you to know one thing, that God ordains life for you too. He does give life. I know that some of you may be listening from incarceration, and some of you can relate to addiction or feeling hopeless. Just know that he gives second chances and even third chances and fourth chances, right? And so call in, reach out for prayer. If you've had a hard heart toward the lost, then I guess I would just say for you to repent from that. Ask God to let you see them through his lens. And I think we have to remember that outreach is far more than just feeding homeless people. It's feeding the hungry. It's more than just giving the addict a bottle of water, right? It's quenching the thirst of a victim. It's more than just being a do-gooder. It's being the hands and feet of Jesus the Christ. Beloved, the fields are white and desperately in need of harvesters. Imagine, and I said this the other night to somebody. I drove to Ohio for the weekends to attend Coach Dave's annual gathering, and then on Sunday morning I presented and brought a message at a local congregation in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And you know, I said this to somebody on Saturday. I said, you know, imagine the team. Just imagine the team that we could have and that we could stand with if we could just get out of our own way. If we could actually get down off our own pedestals, step down off of our own high horses and actually become doers and not just hearers of the word. You know, I think about this story that a correctional officer told me my last time in prison when I was a transgender, trans-identified, broken individual, misled, but I was sincere, right? And sincerely wrong, but sincere nonetheless. And I think about this correctional officer that poured life into me every chance he got. And one day he came to me and he says, "Hey, David, guess what? You know, I've seen your jacket. I've seen your file. I've read your wow. Just wow. You've been through the ringer. You've really been through it." And I just wanted to tell you that when you get saved, he didn't say if, he said when you get saved, your testimony is going to be able to reach so many different people on so many different levels. And I just want you to understand that, that I know that you feel sincere in your belief system right now. But let me tell you about a man named Saul. He said Saul was sincere in all that he did. He thought he was doing the Lord's work. He says, and you know how he thought he was doing God's work? He thought by jailing Christians and being present for their murders and dragging them through the streets. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. And he thought that was doing God's work. He sincerely believed he was doing God's work. He said, pretty much, David, the way you sincerely believe that you are a girl trapped in a boy's body, or that all of the things you did in your life were okay. He says, but then let me tell you about Saul. Saul was on his way to Damascus, and guess who showed up? And I'm like, who? And he said, Jesus. And he said, guess what Jesus did? I said, what? He says, he knocked him off his high horse. He blinded him so he could see. And he says, and then guess what? Saul went from being sincerely wrong to being sincerely right. And he went from being Saul to Paul. And he wrote most of the New Testament. And I was amazed. I said, wow. And I think about that all the time. I think about the blinders that I had on back then. I think about the blinders that I had on even after I got saved and became a man of God. You know, I think about my outlook on this tool, Narcan, that can actually counteract the tool that the enemy created, fentanyl. And when I think about it, I think what a blessing it is to have that tool. Available to us. And it really is a blessing. It really is. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, I'm going to get there real quick. Matthew 25, verses 25 through 40. The word says, and I was afraid, so I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you still have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you worthless, lazy slave. Did you know that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter seed? Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. And throw the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. And he is going to separate the sheep from the goats. Beloved, I wonder how many of us are grieving his Holy Spirit when we say or think they're just junkies. If they overdose, that's their recompense. Just let them go, David. And still in Matthew chapter 25. Then the king is verse 34, by the way, starting at verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty or give you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and invite you in or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And then the king is going to answer them. He's going to say, truly, I say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of the least of these, then you did it for me. Beloved, be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Get your thoughts and feelings, your perceptions, and your soapboxes out of your way. Stand up, speak out, and push back. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the sovereign source and ordainer of life. Father, please continue to use us on the streets, those of us who are out there. Give us boldness, give us wisdom, give us compassion. Protect every single person laboring in outreach and in your missions work. Father, we also want to lift up Pastor Butch right now. Strengthen his body, renew his health, and continue to use him mightily for your glory on these front lines and in these trenches. Father, we ask this in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah and amen and amen. Thank you, everyone. Be blessed.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.